From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Businesses were shut down and people asked to stay away from an area where a person mowed down pedestrians in Toronto, Canada. The mayor, John Tory, called it an awful tragedy.
It is a time to be as calm as we can be in the city, to understand that our first responders are doing their job, especially our police. I can tell you how incredibly impressed I was at the professionalism and the thoroughness of the people that I saw in action in the room that we've just come from. And I hope people won't forget that spirit of unity and that spirit of solidarity and that sense of calm that we should have as people go about dealing with an awful tragedy.
And a police chief explained that 9 people were killed. 16 more were injured after the van drove down the street. Investigators remain at the scene. Witnesses say that it was intentional. Investigators in the U.S. state of Tennessee have arrested a man accused of killing 4 and wounding several others in a Nashville, Tennessee diner.
Police say Travis Ryan King was naked except for an overcoat when he shot up the Waffle House. Metro Nashville Police Chief Steve Anderson says so far they don't have a motive.
We suspect some mental issues.
The 29-year-old was arrested last year outside the White House after trying to speak with the president. Authorities took away his guns, but police say Ryan King's father got them back and then gave them to his son. Waffle House diner James Shaw wrestled the gun away from Ryan King.
I figured if I was going to die, he was going to have to work for it. So I rushed him.
Shaw was grazed by a bullet. Authorities say he's a hero. I'm Julie Walker.
Armenian Prime Minister Sars Sarzian said on Monday he would resign to help maintain peace in the ex-Soviet Republic following daily street protests since before he took up the post on April 17th. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.